offered by Father Andrew Winchettle, pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Church of Elkhart. He is the cousin of and guest of Representative Winchettle of Harrison. After the prayer, the pledge will be led by Victoria Philippi of Anthon. She is the speaker's page.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus had finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed your glory to all nations, God of power and might, wisdom and justice. Through you, authority is rightly administered, laws are enacted, and judgment is decreed. We pray for Kim, the governor of this state, for the members of the legislature, for judges, elected officials, and all others who are entrusted to guard our political welfare. May they be enabled by your powerful protection to discharge their duties with honesty and ability. We likewise commend to your unbounded mercy all citizens of the United States, that we may be blessed in the knowledge and sanctified in the observance of your holy law. May we be preserved in union and at that peace which the world cannot give, and after enjoying the blessings of this life, be admitted to those which are eternal. We pray to you for our Lord and God forever and ever. And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of the United States of America.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Dio.
Speaker, I move that a committee of three be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is ready to receive it in joint convention.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails, and the speaker appoints as such committee the gentleman from Story, Representative Dio, the gentleman from Cass, Representative Moore, and the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert. Chair recognize. At this time, while the committee does its work, the House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.